ho, ho! Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that confused jingle bells with jingle balls, and now we're on the sexual predator list. I'm your host, Mike, and for this episode, I'm not going to talk like this the whole episode. I'm going to talk like this because this is my normal voice. Since this is a Christmas special episode, we are going to bracket off Christmas movies. And who better to do that than a couple of movie experts that have their own podcast? Top 25 in the Philippines recently, apparently. Probably trending highly in Uzbekistan. I have no idea. Hopefully somewhere good. I'm going to introduce them. They are Mantis and Brianna from the Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags podcast. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us back.
How you doing, Brianna?
I'm trying to avoid the my neighbors upstairs vacuuming right now. But other than that, great. Nice to be back.
Good. I guess kind of an asshole for vacuuming during this podcast. Why don't you go give him a piece of your mind?
This guy fucking vacuums at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
It's bananas.
And it's not a normal vacuum. It's one of those like old school just ones that, I don't know, has like a sticky pad and it just runs across the floor and it's awful. Tries to do it all the time.
Some people are just cunts, Mike.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
I have heard that. Some people assholes, other people just cunts.
Just cunts. Yeah,
just is what it is. So
I say that because we trend in Australia, so I say cunts now.
Oh, do you say wankers too?
It helps with our audience.
Yeah. I'm coming hot off The Boys, and so yeah, they mentioned it a lot.
Oh, they did. The Boys. Great show, by the way. So yeah, with that said, tell me what you do over at Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags? Movie reviews, right?
Movie reviews. Brianna, what else do we do?
We do movie reviews. We talk about movie news. We have a fun segment where we talk about different trailers that we watch called Trailer Talk. I think that's Mantis's favorite part.
Yeah, I get to go trailer talk. And then we have like a little trailer that backs up like beep, beep, beep.
Sometimes it's a sound effect. Sometimes it's just us beeping, but you know.
Actually, yeah, that actually wasn't a bad hillbilly impersonation you did there. I'm impressed. As a Kentucky boy, you get my two thumbs up on that one.
I appreciate it. I could go into it all night.
You ever want to have me on for the trailer talk spokesman, I'll do it. Hey, man, you want to talk about them trailers?
Oh, I love that.
That's a good one.
I might have to steal that clip right from the episode, Mike.
You're welcome to have it.
Thank you.
It's yours if you want it.
That's fantastic.
So that being said, I think we're going to bracket off these movies. But before we do, I need to explain to people that are not aware what a whack bracket is. We're asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We will bring on fellow podcasters such as Brianna and Mantis here from the Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags podcast, as well as friends of the show. And we bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant and ever-changing questions each round. If you guys are ready to go, we will get the whack bracketing started.
Let's do this thing.
All righty. Question one, and this movie was actually the only movie they said they wanted to make sure was on this list. They said, you can put any other movie on this list as long as this one is on there. Jingle All the Way versus A Christmas Story. Question being, more iconic gift for a movie to revolve around. And Mantis, you sound like you're excited to get going, so we'll let you start this one out.
This was kind of tough because you threw a curveball at me, because as much as I love Jingle All the Way, I love A Christmas Story. So both toys, very, very iconic. If I was going to be completely honest, the most iconic thing out of that, either of those movies, is the leg. But since we're doing the toys, I'm going to go Turbo Man. Because if we're living in the Christmas Story world, mm-hmm. and we're living in the Jingle All the Way world, there's much more media hype surrounding the Turbo Man. He was a superhero. He was a movie action hero, the whole nine. So I just don't think there was as much media hype around the Red Rider as there was the Turbo Man. So that's why I'm going Turbo Man.
Alrighty. I can't disagree with your logic there. Brianna, what do you think?
I also felt like you threw such a freaking curveball at us. All we wanted was Turbo Man, and then you try to bring in the Red Rider BB gun too. But, I mean, Jingle All the Way. The kid wants Turbo Man, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to do whatever he can to get it. But at the same time, like, Ralphie is in like a relationship with this BB gun.
It's so true. Yeah, that's a good point.
He dreams about it. He writes about it. He has to go see that freaking creepy-ass Santa and those weird elves and go down that scary slide, all just for this BB gun. I don't know. I think think we'll have to go with the BB gun and Ralphie.
I respect that.
All right. I don't think there's a wrong answer to this one.
No.
Yeah, this was a good one because Turbo Man is iconic for this movie. To me, Jingle All the Way doesn't revolve so much around Turbo Man. You do end up seeing Arnold in his Turbo Man outfit and Sinbad chasing him around, etc. But by and large, if I could break down what Jingle All the Way is about, it's about a dad who really doesn't care for his family a whole lot, doesn't get his son a gift, has to go out and get it after the fact. He misses his son's karate lessons, etc. I think it tries to make you feel good for the guy, but he's really not a good father.
Ooh.
Not even close. It's true. It's true. Yeah,
it's kind of sad when you think about it. Whereas, like, Ralphie's dad, so iconic in that movie. And even though he's gruff, he's a very loving dad. He finally buys him a BB gun. I think that's the cool thing about A Christmas Story is it spends the whole movie lamenting about that gun, where all you hear mainly from Arnold's son and Jingle All the Way is, I want a Turbo Man. It's just not very, he doesn't really have a good reason.
He's whiny.
Yeah, he's kind of he's a cunt. I'll just throw it out there. He's a cunt. But Ralphie, on the other hand, he's writing stories about this gun. I think Brianna said it best. He's really almost in a relationship with this gun. I think he's going to get his first erection holding this gun.
Definitely.
In his mind, he's shooting people that are trying to invade the house. You can tell he respects his dad, but he would never thought that his dad was going to be the one to get him the gun, I think. And it's just such a great scene. And of course, he goes out to the backyard after being warned the whole show he's going to shoot his eye out. And he shot his eye out, almost. So to me, Ralphie gives us more information about this gun. It's what? The Red Ryder Carbine Action 200 Shot Range Model Air Rifle. Ooh. A Mormon that goes door to door and tries to convert you to the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints would be impressed with the knowledge he has. I could see the Turbo Man movie being another toy, so to speak. I think if you take the Red Ryder BB gun out of that movie, what else could Ralphie want that would give him what he's looking for? So I think I'm going to have to agree with Brianna. I think I'm going to go with Red Ryder.
Yeah.
Those are some good points. Yeah, I can't argue with them.
Both, again, great toys. Jingle All the Way gets a rash of shit for being a bad movie. But in reality, Christmas movies aren't supposed to be, they're not literary art. They are supposed to be watched and they're supposed to be laughed at and they're supposed to be fun. And if you don't have those elements, to me, you've missed the whole point of a Christmas movie.
Do you think that if the movie Jingle All the Way revolved around Phil Hartman and his son, it would have been a more tender picture?
I think Phil Hartman, and may he rest in peace, he's great at any role that he plays, but especially that kind of like weaselly. He's just so good at it. And then again, here, Arnold's trying to steal the guy's fucking toy. He got the toy fair and square, and Arnold's trying to steal it from him.
The movie is not in favor of Arnold being a good father.
No, not
there's no argument that he's clearly a bad father that's a workaholic and he doesn't care about his family, completely neglects them almost to the point where his wife is clearly thinking about leaving him.
Yeah.
For taking the kid.
Well, Phil Hartman's trying to like slide into the wife's like DMs and he's trying, remember when he like slips her the eggnog, probably had roofies in it, and he like she bashes him over the head with it and she's like, no, 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 I want Arnold. I don't want you, Phil Hartman. Gross.
Well, not for nothing, but if Arnold wasn't such a beefcake, she probably would have slid in bed with Phil Hartman. If Arnold looked like Jason Alexander in that movie, she would have been like, oh, like I'm not going to deal with your bullshit, but Arnold's hunky, so she's like, oh, I'll take the abuse.
Oh, of course. She was definitely like, oh, look at my stud muffin. And then there's Phil Hartman and his weaselly little face.
Now, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, and I've never seen it, and I don't think it's canon for the movie, but did you know there was a Jingle All the Way 2?
Yes.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Main character?
Who?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same premise.
I'm not going to find out.
Same.
Yeah, so we're just going to have to leave that to the listeners. If somebody wants to educate us on the Jingle All the Way Part 2 with Larry the Cable Guy, well, listen, send us an email at whackbrackets. I'll share it with these guys. So
yeah, I want to know what's up.
Until then, I think we're going to let A Christmas Story go on to the next round against the winner of this whack bracket. We're going to pit Elf off against Scrooged. And which one of these two is a more maniacal lead character?
Okay. Brianna has to be honest. She's never seen Scrooged.
What?
I know.
What?
I know.
If anybody's listening to this right now and you want to know what our podcast is like, it's pretty much Brianna saying things and me going, what?
Ta tell them about the hashtag if you want. If you want to blow me up over here.
Well, our hashtag, my hashtag that I shout out every episode is hashtag Brianna sucks.
Well, thank you.
And people have used it on Twitter.
That's not nice at all.
It's catchy. Yeah. Hashtag Brianna sucks. Hit us up.
All right. Well, I tell you what, since you haven't seen it, Brianna, how's this? Mantis and I will talk about it. And if we agree, then you're probably going to agree with this. But if we don't agree, then you can decide who has the better argument and you can go with that.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I like that. So Mantis, who do you think?
I don't even think it's a question, to be honest with you. It has to be Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. He's Roger Ailes, just embodied in that movie. He's just like a sleazy television executive. He's Ebenezer Scrooge. I mean, if this was Ebenezer Scrooge versus Elf, you'd pick Ebenezer Scrooge. Like he's the most terrible person in that little world that they've created. And I think that Elf is just has the heart of a child. He's a quaint little boy, and he's not maniacal. that's where I'm standing.
All right. Well, I would say this is. I'm approaching Elf in a little different angle because, let's be honest, okay, there's no Santa Claus. Anybody listens to my podcast that thinks Santa Claus is real, I'm going to break it down for you. He's not, okay?
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, you're learning something here. Whack brackets can also be educational. But with that said, I think that maybe Buddy the Elf is really some guy named, like, Buddy Jackson, and he's in a mental ward and he's having a fever dream, or he's just coming up and he's believing that, oh yeah, I used to work for Santa Claus, and then he had daddy issues. I think the guy might be totally bonkers. And even if he's not, this guy believes in Santa Claus. He hangs out with elves. If you take this as being a real movie, which I always try to see how realistic a movie could be, I think Buddy may be crazy. But that said, I'm still going to go with Scrooged. I had to try to make a good argument. But in reality, truth being, some of the shit Bill Murray does in that movie, he tries to staple antlers on a mouse.
What?
Or at least he asks somebody to staple antlers on a mouse for a TV special.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then at the end of the movie, I'm going to ruin it for you, Brianna, but this is based off of, shit, what is it? Yeah, he's Ebenezer Scrooge. What's that called?
Christmas Carol.
Yeah, there we go. We'll figure it out. Yeah, it's based off a Christmas Story. He gets his Red Ryder BB gun. Actually, it's very similar to that because at the end of the movie, it's based on a Christmas Carol, but instead of a BB gun, he and a person that he fired earlier in the movie hold the entire network hostage with a gun.
Yeah. Bobcat Goldthwait goes crazy.
Yeah, he starts hanging out with homeless people. Bill Murray does.
Is this a Christmas
talking to him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a classic. This is my favorite Christmas movie.
It's pretty good.
The other thing is, there's a girl in it. He hasn't seen her in years, and they look like they may have left under some pretty bad terms where he was a workaholic. And just out of the blue, all the shit happens where the ghosts are starting to visit him. He's like, Claire. It's like, I got to call Claire. It's like, she hasn't talked to you in years, dude, and now you need her.
He shows up at her work. And he's just like, hey, I'm back in your life now. You got to help me.
What a psycho.
Yeah. This guy, he's crazy. He's sick. And I do think that what the story probably led to after the fact was him being incarcerated or being checked into a mental facility. And they don't show you that part of the movie. But ultimately, yeah, this guy doesn't need to be on the streets. You wouldn't want this guy to be on the loose, I don't think. So, yeah, I think this guy's a maniac.
How terrible he was to his assistant.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, do you want to give us an opinion from our review of Scrooged? Or would you like to... doesn't matter because Scrooge is going on, but I want to let you say something, Brianna, if you'd like.
Well, considering I know the story of, like, A Christmas Carol with all the ghosts and the present and the past and whatever. Mm-hmm. But right when you had me triggered when he tries to staple... antlers to a mouse, I'm not a big fan of that. I don't like when people are mean to animals. And so right away, yeah, he's out for me.
I thought you were going Elf, by the way. I was like, is this guy trying to spin zone over here?
No, Buddy the Elf belongs in like a padded room with some bunny slippers, but Scrooge might need some electroshock therapy.
He's trying to ruin lives.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed like up until he had this. And that's the thing, too, is when you see movies like this,
it's always like somebody makes some massive change for the rest of their life. That never happens in real life. People don't just come up with and change instantly. This guy's going to go back to being the same asshole he was in a few
years. No change whatsoever.
Once he like is with Claire long enough and he has to work and then she's getting boring again and he starts ignoring her again. And yeah, see, I've seen this story play out before. The movie ends at a good point for the movie, but in reality, he's going to go back to being a dick.
Yeah, well, 100%.
As soon as the Christmas tree dries out. Like...
He definitely doesn't like black people. I don't care what anybody says. I've had this argument with many a friend over the years, yeah. And I don't think Bill Murray in Scrooge likes black people.
Well, he at least doesn't like his assistant.
Not like his assistant and her Tiny Tim son.
He likes that kid all of a sudden for no reason at the end of the movie.
No reason. Like, BS.
You know, all of a sudden the kid gets the Christmas spirit and he talks for the first time ever and Bill Murray inspired him. The guy was probably just scared to death when Bill Murray leaned down. He's like, you got something to say, little man? He's like, if I don't say something, this motherfucker gonna kill me. So I'm gonna say something. So it was more out of fear than Christmas spirit, I think. So with that being said, we are going to move Scrooged on to the next round against A Christmas Story. Final question. Which lead character makes a better guest on Dr. Phil?
Definitely Bill Murray.
So you think Lumpy would be the better character on Dr. Phil?
From what you guys are telling me, yeah. I feel like he'd go on Dr. Phil and they'd talk about his problems and how everybody left him. And then all of a sudden, Claire would walk out with like a child and she'd be like, this is your child. You never appreciate us. And I never told you about him because you're such a dick, you Scrooge.
Damn. That's a Jerry Seinfeld story there. Shit.
I have a question.
Of course.
Is the lead character Ralphie? So it's Ralphie versus Bill.
I would say this. This is Wag Brackets, okay? Mm-hmm. If you have a disagreement on who the lead character is, you can choose your own lead character. This is like a pick your own adventure. I'm not going to make anyone go down a path they don't want to go down. So if you want to go down a different path, you travel on down your path.
If we're doing Ralphie versus Bill Murray, Lumpy. Mm-hmm. Ralphie versus Lumpy, I'm going to have to go... All right, I'm gonna twist it and turn it a little here. If Ralphie lived in the year 2020 with the family that he has and the things that go on in his home, I think that he would be a suitable case for Dr. Phil. I think that the family dynamic would be a little different. I think that he would be kind of like a sympathetic character on a Dr. Phil show. It could be one of those like, my kid's getting bullied at school kind of Dr. Phil shows, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like a crazy one, like my kid is crazy or anything like that. Like, my son's getting bullied at school because he was getting bullied to shit, and then his dad comes on Dr. Phil and he's like, he's just got to be a man. And then his mom's like, oh, don't stop yelling at him, and he's like, no, this is why we got him the gun for Christmas, so he could be a man. And then Ralphie's crying, and then I think that would be a good episode of Dr. Phil. So that's what I'm going with.
And then you maybe wear that bunny outfit.
Yeah. Like, you made me wear the outfit, and then Dad, he said he was going to hit me. And then the we haven't had heat in months because it's always breaking down.
Damn. Yeah.
And then they bring on the bully. They bring on the shitty ginger kid.
Oh, Scott Farkas.
Yeah, and then he's like, ah! And then he's like, I fucking beat up Ralphie. And then really, he would become kind of, he would probably go viral, the bully kid. Into his world, he'd go viral.
He had yellow eyes.
Yeah, he had yellow eyes. He'd be like the Cash Me Outside girl. Like, he'd be all on TikTok and Insta and stuff.
What about Randy?
Randy would probably be, he'd be sitting on the couch, like, looking cute and crying. I just think that whole world would make a great little thing. Because Lumpy, like, that's tale old as time.
Yeah, I don't disagree. You know, Flick, he went on to star in a porn movie, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
That's interesting.
I'm about 98% sure of that. So anyway, yeah, you made a very compelling argument. I was instantly going to go with the Scrooge character, Lumpy, here, because obviously we know this guy's an asshole and he's going to try to do well. And I do think that we would see Claire come on the show. I think this would be a Claire situation where she's really dishing the dirt on him. And then you would probably have Bobcat Goldthwait's character come on the show and explain it. But yeah, Christmas Story, you could even, I think your story was better, so I'm going to go with that. But I was thinking you could even, there could be storylines like, I used to eat Lifebuoy soap and it turned me into a sexual deviant. You know, or I nearly shot my eye out, and now I'm a sniper in the military.
Yeah.
I think that there's Ralphie's going to go on to be something, and he sounds really tame and boring at the end of that movie, like he's gone on to lead a normal life.
What if he gets all buff and then Dr. Phil special, I'm confronting my old bully?
Of course he beat the shit out of the bully anyway.
Yeah, boom, so, like so. So.
Yeah, he doesn't even need to get buff, man. He's just a natural scrapper. Learn some jujitsu.
No, he would be like Krav Maga.
Some BJJ. Ralphie on his back with his legs up in the air. Come at me.
Come at me, Icicle. I'll get you.
I think I'm going to go with A Christmas Story as well, even though I didn't expect to pick A Christmas Story, but Mantis made a hell of a fine argument.
Bada bing. Power persuasion.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm usually the one trying to persuade people, but I'm not against being persuaded by a good argument. I think you did that for me.
All right.
So thank you very much.
I appreciate that. No problem.
So yeah, with that said, Christmas Story barely squeaked by Turbo Man in the first round, but gets by Jingle All the Way and then wins against, honestly, my favorite Christmas movie of all time, Scrooged. So we have a winner, Christmas Story, on this episode of Whack Brackets, bracketing off Christmas movies. And again, before I go, I would like to thank my guests, Brianna and Mantis, from, once again, the Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags podcast. And I will let you guys say a little bit again before we exit.
Thank you so much for having us, Mike. Really appreciate it. Whack Brackets, so much fun. Our second time. Loved it. Brianna, take us out, girl.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having us, by the way, again. You can find us on social media, Instagram, Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags without the U, Twitter. I'm not a big Twitter person, but if you're into Twitter, we're on there as well. We also have a Discord. I'm still pretty afraid of it. And yeah, shoot us a message on Instagram if you hate us. Please don't put it on our Apple. Thank you. I want to cry about it later. I don't want to cry about it on Apple.
Yeah, that's actually very good advice. If you're going to give reviews to a podcast, consider that we're all trying to work hard here. And even if you don't like the podcast, just tell us privately. Just say you guys fucking blow privately. And I'll be like, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't hurt my feelings publicly. That's
not- we have 35 reviews and 34 of them are 5 stars and one of them is a 1 star. And it just says, tried it, didn't like it.
As if we were some sort of like appetizer.
Yeah, like sick man, thanks. Could have just hit me up in the DMs.
That was probably my mom. Yeah. It's okay.
Well, that's because you go out and ridicule her stuffing, of course.
I do.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I've heard it.
You haven't had it. That's why.
I have not had it. Thank goodness. It's probably no worse than my family stuffing. Yeah, thank you guys again. This has been a lot of fun. And I will let people know how to hit me up. I am at Whack Brackets on all the social media platforms, including the Instagrams and the tweeters. And I fuck with the tweeters. Unlike Brianna, I like the tweeters. So if you want to reach out to me on the Twitter, that works. The one that I don't really enjoy is Facebook. I find Facebook to be exhausting because I have to confront people that I haven't seen in years. And they're usually saying something stupid. 92% of the time political, and I just don't fuck with that kind of argument. I got better shit to do with my life than fall for that, so I don't go out there. But if you send it, I'll get it eventually. Maybe I'll check my email and see that it came through, and I'll respond to you. That said, if you want to send me an email, anything at whackbrackets, you can send it to drphil at whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. You can send it to...
My 600-pound life.
Yeah, you can send it to 600-pound Ralphie at whackbrackets.com, too. There you go. He's actually going on. Yeah, we didn't know. We don't see the image of him at the end of the movie. He's gone on to be 600 pounds, and he's on My 600-Pound Life as well, which gives him even more problems to talk about on Dr. Phil.
Ralphie's mom broke the leg lamp on purpose at whackbrackets.com.
You could send that there. That's a perfect one. I ought to get you to come up with these.
He used all the glue on purpose. At whackbrackets.com.
That's true. Anything at whackbrackets.com. I'm trying to think of what he says. Something finger when he's all pissed off. It's a very famous line where the dad is so mad at that he says something finger, and I can't remember what it is, but it's something stupid.
That's a great part of that movie, is like it's through his memory. So it's like he remembers it as that. Like when his dad drops all the nuts and bolts, or when he drops all the nuts and bolts outside.
Oh,
while
yeah.
Changing the tire, and he's just like, flubba dubba rubba glubba glubba glubba.
And then when he knocks all the bolts up in the air, and Ralphie just goes,
fudge.
I like when the dad always yells at the dogs and he goes, bump his ass!
That's right. Bum, 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 the bumper sounds.
Oh, I love that movie.
Such a great movie. Such a great movie. So yeah, we could sit here and quote Christmas Story all night, but we won't because I'm not one of those guys that can make it entertaining for very long. So I've shot my load and I will go ahead and go. And again, thank you guys. And I will let you guys say goodbye on the way out.
Thank you so much, everybody. We really appreciate it. Love you. Have a good one.
Love you. Bye.
We love you too. Thank you.